When it comes to getting things done, do you find that it's your superpower to get things across the finish line, or is it a struggle for you? In today's episode, we're going to discuss getting things done and the power of tenacity. It's one of my favorite topics, actually. I've come to realize through my journey of personal development that tenacity is one of my superpowers. It's a God-given strength that I have, and it comes pretty easy for me. And it's often why people want to work with me when it's something that they just are seeking that support to getting things moving forward in their life and in their business. So, when I started in the online space, one of the questions that I get asked all the time is, how do you get so much done? Or how did you accomplish XYZ so fast? And so I always considered, oh, I seem pretty productive, or I'm pretty consistent with what I do. I create systems or processes, and that really helps me to get things done. But it was through further personal development that I realized that it's actually having a tenacious spirit and tenacity that really encompasses actually all of that. And so I'm curious if you find yourself to be a tenacious person, or if this is something that you seek support with. That's a good question to ask yourself and further reflect on. And so, tenacity is important to help you achieve things that are meaningful for you. And to do that, you have to have clarity on your priorities. And so, that would be the first step. So, being clear on where you want to go and what you're doing, what your focus is on, and that can all be grounded on your core values as well. And so these are all important things to think about. Talking to somebody about these things can provide so much clarity as well. And so I just find that it's easier to communicate things to people and then you're able to extract actually what is important when you do that. It's amazing how that can happen. And so the first step is to write down those priorities and really define what truly matters to you. And then from there, you can extract what you're trying to move forward on, whether that looks like a goal or some tasks or projects. And then after that, I recommend figuring out when asking yourself, when am I going to get these things done? Like this goal or this project? Is this going to be a weekend project? Is it going to be evening, a morning? Is it going to be during a work block? And actually block that time on your calendar or your planner. And so I personally like to use a Google Calendar, so it's online. And so I'm able to be able to visually see my time blocks, and I even like to color code them. And so that can allow you to have a time set aside for focusing on this thing that you want to get done. And it allows you to not overstretch yourself or overcommit, because once those blocks are filled in, and you're allowing yourself time for white space in your day and the other commitments that you have going on in your life, it just works out really well. And then after you've established when you're going to get this thing done, then you're going to need to map out where you are now and where do you want to go. So you can see that where you want to go as like either the transformation or the end result, like being able to visualize what that looks like, and then write out those steps from where you are now to where you want to go. You can write out the first few steps, and then as you take action on those, the rest of the steps will become more clear if you really just don't have clarity on all the steps yet, and that's totally okay. So just write as many steps as you're able to be able to achieve what you're seeking to achieve. And allow yourself the grace as you're working through this to be able to pivot or update those steps, because taking action is just tremendously helpful for that consistent clarity as you go. And then the next step would be to have accountability for what you're seeking. So accountability is so powerful for maintaining momentum. And I absolutely love the word momentum. It's one of my favorite vocabulary words because it's just being able to get dialed in, get in that deep work, being able to feel like you're like really moving or working through a sprint. And it really helps to get that thing done. And so when you're accountable to someone, it can really propel you forward. And that can look like having an accountability partner, whether that's a friend or a coach. Coaches are really great for that. Or being in a group of like-minded people, like a mastermind, can be tremendously helpful. And for some people, it's actually all that they need is to they may know what they need to do already. They're just seeking the accountability, and that works better for some people more than others. But if you're someone that you find that when you tell somebody that you're going to do something and you're more likely to do it, then that's a strong sign that definitely seek accountability. And then the next step would be understanding where there's gaps. So when we're seeking to do something or get something done, especially if it's something that you don't fully understand the process or it's new for you, there's going to be a gap in your skill set or just in your mindset or just not understanding if it's something you've really done for the first time. And so it's important to understand where those gaps are in being able to achieve what you're seeking to achieve. So that can be building a skill set where you learn how to do something. And then it may also be seeking out resources or seeking out a person to help you understand, like if somebody has done something before and you want to do something similar, you can seek out support from that person to just help inform you on what it looks like to actually achieve the thing. And then another piece of this is creating realistic timelines to get it done. And the timeline is pretty valuable. So if you're an entrepreneur, for example, having a timeline of longer than 1 year can be really difficult because in entrepreneur land, our time frames are like a quarter feels like a year, for example, and 5 years feels like forever. So basically, if it's too far out, then it's going to be really hard to gain traction on what you're seeking to achieve. So I recommend shortening the timeline and then understanding that some things can take longer, though. So if you're thinking something generally takes you an hour, you might find that it may take you 2 or 3 hours to actually get it done, especially if you're doing it for the first time. So that's the tricky thing about timelines is condense the time frame for getting the thing done, but understand that it may take you a little longer. That's why it's really great to have like a window of time before, like let's say you have a cutoff date, like let's say you're doing something for a work-related project. Instead of saying your timeline to get it done is the cutoff date, allow yourself enough wiggle room, like days, weeks ahead of time, to allow yourself that wiggle room for being able to update things, fix things, or if the project goes off the rails, you're able to bring it back, or you might need to bring in extra support last minute. So you just want that extra space before things are really due. And then the beauty of all of this is you can use these tips for anything you want to achieve, if whether it's your personal life or work life or something for your family. But if you're seeing yourself as a, if you are an entrepreneur, this is really great to do for even your customer journey when you're seeking to help somebody get from point A to point Z. And you can really dial in all of these steps as well. And that may look like from the point where they first hear about you to the point that you're delivering on serving them and helping them through their transformation. And so these are just valuable techniques. And just to review them again, you've got to tap into your tenacity. And if tenacity is something you really struggle with, to find somebody who does have tenacity, who can support you to help you have the clarity to move forward through these, through this, and then also to provide the accountability. But to do that, you definitely need clarity on your priorities. And then also make sure that you have a time block to get this thing done, whether it's something that you like a recurring time block, or if it's a project to like a one-time time block. And then mapping out where you are now to where you want to go for the for your final destination for that project or task, getting the accountability, understanding where you have gaps, whether in your skill set, mindset, or just general resources, and then also creating realistic timelines. And so I hope you found this helpful. If you ever want to discuss this with me, just contact me through through my social platforms or my websites. I love helping people to get things done. It is a tremendous, it brings a tremendous amount of joy to my life when I can see somebody get to the finish
line. Thanks for tuning in to Commit to High Performance Growth.
I hope today's episode inspired you to take action and commit to what truly matters. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe. And if you are interested in working together, visit www.stephaniedonahue.co. And remember, growth starts with commitment. Keep showing up, and I'll see you in the next episode.